Order. Chris, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Here.
Councilmember Christensen?
Here.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Here.
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And we have Justin Sturgeon here from New Beginnings Church. If you'll rise, we'll give the invocation. Thank you, Justin.
You're welcome. Father, it's good to be here this evening. As we begin to discuss just the business of the city, Lord, I pray that you would give wisdom to your servants, that you would help them to make decisions that are designed to unify and bring the community together, and that that you would be glorified in our town, in our county, in our state, throughout the nation, Lord, that you would be praised. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. And if you join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. And the first item, as always, is the consent agenda. Any comments or questions or motion to approve?
If nothing, I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Thank you. Looks like we go right into a public hearing. Item 6A, consideration to approve resolution number R26-2018, ordinance number 2018-14, and resolution number R27-2018 for the CUNA Rural Fire District Capital Improvement Plan. Richard?
Good evening, Richard Ropes, City Attorney for the record. Mayor before you, and I believe the fire department is represented, is a proposal for the resolution for the capital improvement plan and the ordinance. Galena some time ago presented their improvement plan to you. It's also in the packet for your review, so I will stand for any questions.
Okay, questions for Richard.
Nope.
3.4.6.
What? Just, I had a question, but I think our city attorney is working on it.
3.4.6.
Is that it?
3.4.6.
He's done working on it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So this is a public hearing. I don't know that we had anybody sign up. I don't have a sheet. Thank you, Bob. You're a gentleman and a scholar.
As per usual.
All right, so we didn't have anyone that signed in. Is there anybody who wishes to sign in that didn't get a chance to? Okay. Well, as a matter of procedure, we will open the public hearing testimony. And I guess since no one signed in, is there anyone who wishes to comment? If not, then we can have a motion to close.
I move we close the public hearing.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to close the public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. And is there any other discussion amongst council or motion to approve or disapprove or whatever you want to do?
I'll just note that, I mean, I appreciate the presentation we already received, and I appreciate all the effort that's gone into this. I think it's certainly needed, and I am happy that it's before us today and that we have a chance to help with our pressing needs with regard to the fire district. So with all that being said, I first move we approve resolution number R26-2018.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve resolution number R26-2018. Is there further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Can we do a roll call, Mayor?
Yes, we can. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
That motion carried.
Next, with regard to ordinance 2018-14, I move we waive three readings of the ordinance.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance number 2018-14. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2018-14.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2018-14. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
I move we approve a summary publication of ordinance 2018-14.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a summary publication of ordinance number 2018-14. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries, and upon publication will become law.
And then finally, I move we approve resolution R27-2018.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve resolution number.
Could we do a roll call?
On this one or the last one?
This one.
Oh, didn't I do that?
Yes, there was a roll call on the ordinance. So if I could do a roll call on the
resolution? The current, okay.
Okay. Motion's made and seconded to approve resolution number R27-2018. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Thank you.
I got through that.
Snap right through it.
That was it. All right. Next, we have Idaho Crime Victim Rights Week proclamation. Whereas Idahoans are the victims of more than 17,000 crimes each year affecting individuals, families, and communities, and whereas providing victims with knowledge of their rights and available services further strengthens their ability to recover from crime and trauma and restores a sense of self-empowerment. And whereas victims who believe they have a voice, empathy, and support are more likely to disclose their victimization, seek services, overcome the sense of isolation and distrust, and participate in the justice process. And whereas a multidisciplinary response involving collaboration among victim service professionals, criminal justice officials, legal professionals, medical and mental health providers, and community leaders is essential to reach and serve all victims, especially those who are marginalized, have disabilities, or live in remote locations. And whereas Idaho Crime Victims Right Week, April 8 through 14, 2018, provides an opportunity to recommit to ensure that all victims of crime are afforded their rights. And whereas the numerous organizations that support and advocate for victims, including Idaho Victim Witness Coordinators, the Idaho Sheriff's Association, and the Idaho Fraternal Order of Police, the Professional Firefighters of Idaho, Marcy's Law for Idaho, and the City of Cuna, Idaho, remain committed to securing equal constitutional rights for all crime victims. whereas the state of Idaho is dedicated to supporting and strengthening victims and survivors in the aftermath of crime, building resilience in our communities and our victim responders, and working for justice for all victims and survivors. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Joel Steer, Mayor of the City of Cuna, Idaho, do hereby proclaim April 8th through 14th, 2018, to be Idaho Crime Victim Rights Week in the City of Cuna, Ada County, State of Idaho. And then next we have the Kids to Parks Day proclamation. Whereas May 19th, 2018 is the 8th Kids to Parks Day, organized and launched by the National Park Trust, held annually on the third Saturday of May. And whereas Kids to Parks Day empowers kids and encourages families to get outdoors and visit America's parks. And whereas it is important to introduce the new generation into our nation's parks. And whereas we should encourage children to lead a more active lifestyle to combat the issues of childhood obesity, diabetes, mellitus, hypertension, and hypercholesterolemia. And whereas Kids to Parks Day is open to all children and adults across the country to encourage a large and diverse group of participants. And whereas Kids to Parks Day will broaden children's appreciation for nature and outdoors. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Joel Steer, Mayor of the City of Cuna, Idaho, hereby proclaim to participate in Kids to Parks Day. I urge residents of the City of Cuna, Idaho, to make time May 19, 2018, to take the children in their lives to a neighborhood, state, or national park. I believe that's the first time we've participated in that, isn't it, Bobby?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so that's exciting. Have you decided what we're going to do yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I still have a couple weeks. it might be splash pad time, hopefully.
Oh, good, good. We'll help them go down in big trenches and put pipes in. And
there we go.
All right. All right, next business item is consideration to approve 18-02-LLA lot line adjustment for the housing company. The applicant seeks a LLA approval to reduce two parcels into a single parcel. The existing parcels are approximately 0.503 acres and 1.314 acres. And when combined, we'll create a single parcel approximately 1.1 acres in size. This will facilitate a true infill project and provide duplex housing for families with lower income and fill a need for affordable housing in Cuna. Troy.
Evening, Mr. Mayor and council members. Just for the record, Troy DeHunan, Senior Planner, 751 West 4th Street, Cuna, Idaho, Planning and Zoning Department. The application is very simple. Two parcels that are already zoned appropriately, seeking a project for a duplex project. In order to make it more successful, they want to take two parcels and turn them into one. They own both parcels outright. Got two consenting property owners that want to do this, and they've given us everything we've asked for. And, it's been assembled and put in your packets for your consideration.
Okay. Questions for Troy?
No, thank you.
Thank you, Troy.
Okay, this appears to be pretty straightforward to me. There's nothing that would indicate that this use is not permissible. And I understand it's to be used in the future for duplex for lower income, which I agree is a big need in CUNA, affordable housing. So it appears to also comply with our comp plan. So with that in mind, I move we approve 18-02-LLA with the conditions of approval as listed.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve 18-02-LLA with the conditions that are listed. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. That leads us to the last item, which is discussion on proposed FYE 2019 budget setting calendar. John Marsh.
Good evening, everybody. For the record, John Marsh. What you have before you is merely a suggested calendar to kind of push us through sort of a swift budgeting process. We do have some drop-dead dates in there, so the suggestion is we start on or about June 5 and end on or about August 13. Similar format to the prior year. This year there's a suggested two standalone meetings, which are meetings that are outside the normally scheduled council meeting. And so we can probably get away with one, but I believe we probably will end up needing two. Certainly these can be dropped off if we don't need them. Total of five meetings are set, three of which are scheduled to be at a regular city council meeting. But as you know, if things get a little bit tight and you need more time, we have to rely on a standalone meeting. So we try to stay away from those as much as possible, but we do need at least one. Any comments or anything, any dates that do or do not work for council?
You should have a baby by now, by then, so mm-hmm. we should yeah. be okay there.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Okay, well, if no comments, certainly anything that comes up later, please let me know, or the mayor, of course, and we can adjust, but we'll try and reserve those dates and remind you as we get a little closer.
Perfect. Okay. Very good, John. Thank you very much. Budgeting time. Fun stuff. Mayor and Council announcements, is there anything that anybody wants to mention? I'll just say the last couple of days we had Looking Glass Academy that we hosted here in these chambers. It was actually a really good thing. We had Bobby and Jace attended full-time and Wendy part-time, and I popped in and out. Basically, what it was put on by Central District Health, and it took a look at how to assess walkability and handicapped accessibility and that type of thing around town. So they actually formed groups and walked the city and looked at some of our issues. And one thing from that is we'll actually get a report back from them that will be a 4 or 5 page report that will kind of make some comment and give us some suggestions. And but one of the strong points of that is it really helped to teach how to assess those things and the way to really look at it to make sense. And Kent Goldthorpe, our Ada County Highway District Commissioner, was here for the first day. And he got to experience crossing streets in a wheelchair. And I think that was actually a really good exercise for him to be in, because now it kind of puts some reality to it when we give him our 5-year priority list and that type of thing. So I think that's going to be a good thing that we had that here. So, Chief, were you here the first day?
First half of the first day.
What do you think of it?
Oh, I was impressed. I lots of good information. I was mostly impressed that the
sometimes with the narrower roads, you can not only save money, but make it safer and have to do less enforcement. And so it's just a reminder for me sometimes that all the work I appreciate that our planning department does to help us on the enforcement side. So that was a real eye-opener for me.
Good. Good. Yeah, but it was just good to have that hosted here in CUNA, because that actually gives us a chance to look at some of our areas of need and will help us to better determine how to take care of those issues. At some point here, when we get time and get some mapping figured out and that type of thing, I'd like to put together a citizens committee to help carry that forward a little further. So those are the exciting things happening the last couple of days anyway. So anybody else have anything they want to mention?
No. One question, Mayor.
Yes, go ahead.
Does anybody know when the post office is going to make a decision?
You know, I haven't heard from them. I'm going to go ahead and get a hold of Mark Boyer again, or postmaster, and see where they're at in that process.
I'm just curious what locations they looked at. If there's anything downtown, or are they looking out at the curve there?
There was one option that I actually saw some renderings on that actually would kind of take up the entire block there at the end of the on the other side of the roundabout, where the Blooms and Balloons and then Stubbs Realty and that salon, it would actually take up that entire area.
Wow.
And, I mean, it looked like a pretty good proposal the way they had it laid out, but I really don't know. There were some other areas they were looking into, too, so I don't know what they've decided on. But, yeah, I need to get a hold of him again and find out where they're at and see what
just
we can do
curious.
To help them. Okay. Well, you got something?
No, I'm good.
I thought maybe you were going to buy some property for him. You seem to be so generous in donating. I thought you might. All right. Well, very good. Thanks, everybody, for coming tonight. Glad we were able to provide you with a short meeting. It was impressive. So, meeting adjourned.